It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
That hallway has an echo.
And here's your host, Ricky, and probably Julian, and maybe Nicole.
Yeah. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is September 19th.
2010.
You have downloaded episode 319. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. We love all of our listeners. We are the greatest podcast in Central Florida. Don't forget it.
Absolutely. And some of us even show up here on time for
you. We are part of the PWT
Podcasting
Network.
Which is poor white trash.
Yes. Or we can say pretty white thing too. But poor white trash, PWT. So that's where we get like at least our money in there. Poor.
Yes.
We haven't quite done the weight part.
And the lacist.
And the lacist, yes.
Yeah.
Because we hate white people. We hate all people, actually.
Pretty much.
What were you going to say?
That Lila is giving me those eyes like, please save me.
Well, if she wanted down, she could get down. I'm not holding her on here.
Well, it's kind of like an 8-story building to jump for her.
She's all right. Look, see, she doesn't want to go. See?
Oh.
She likes being on my lap.
Oh, Franco said, well, I'm so poor. I just came from the Apple store.
I didn't buy anything at the Apple store. My friend did. So Don't be trying to get smart, brown boy, okay? Don't make me take a train.
Judging by this last week, you've already taken several trains.
It's only one card at a time, though.
Well, I'll feel better knowing that you never do double penetration.
No.
Just one at a time.
How uncomfortable is double penetration?
I wouldn't know because I've never done it.
How does that really work? I can see it in a woman because there's like a vagina and a butt, but two dicks and a butt. That's like weird to me.
Well, I imagine if you can get a fist.
We should ask Big Fatty on this subject.
If you can get a fist in an ass, then you can get two dicks in an ass.
I guess so. We'll ask Big Fatty. I'm sure he's participated. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about today? I have a shout out to somebody. He's a listener to the show. He lives in Hawaii. His name is Kyle, and he's cute. And he was just talking to me the other day saying that he's been listening for about a month, and he's going to go back and listen to some of the older shows so he can get to listen to like people like Wagner and Trucker Mike and all of them. And I said, well, the first 50 sucked, and the next 100 or so, I don't know because I haven't listened to them in a long time.
Some of them were good, and some of them were
not so good.
Mediocre. And then once you get to Julian,
it's apparently the best show ever. Duh.
Yeah. See, I didn't even have to say it. I did not have to say it.
Well, I mean, really, you don't.
I know.
Not your head hurts upstairs or downstairs?
Aw, poor Not.
Do you want to go massage it for him, Julian?
Well, you know, I'm willing to help out our listeners.
And how would you do that?
Well, I have a pharmaceutical company in my
you sure do, Karen in Walker. There, so. You sure do, Karen Walker. Oh, you're feeling sad here. Take this.
You'll feel better or worse.
I have not been able to find Trucker Mike's voicemail. I need to find it. I know. Is Okar Nessa? Is that Nessa?
I don't know.
Okar?
So the other night, well, it's a Friday night, Connor and I went out to dinner at Abuelo's, Mexican Food Embassy. Mm-hmm.
The flavors of Mexico.
Yes, and they have some awesome Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, I ordered a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And I started sipping on my margarita, and I started feeling a little weird.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I looked at Connor, I said, I feel high. I said, I feel, like, really funny.
Mm-hmm. Are you high, Chloe?
And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. But keep in mind, this is the first time I've drank anything since I started all these new migraine medications. So I'm like, okay. So I keep sipping on my margarita, and I'm like, I start feeling more and more out of it. So I'm looking, I'm scanning the crowd, and I see this queen get up, stand up, and he's sashaying a little bit. I can tell by the way he carries himself. And then he grabs this girl's hand that stands up, and they start walking off together. And apparently, I point and yell real loud, oh, whatever, he's gayer than Christmas.
To the straight guy? Was he supposed to be straight?
Yeah.
He's gayer than Christmas.
Well, they were way on the other side of him, so he didn't hear me, but I'm pretty sure
the surrounding
everybody in our general area heard me, and Connor's like, oh my God, you're really loud. And he's like,
oh my God.
I know. He's like, dude, you gotta quit drinking. I'm like, I paid for this margarita, I'm gonna finish it.
Right?
So I did. Dog here.
Oh, I guess I won't be holding her anymore.
So apparently I was being really loud and really funny.
Well, that's okay. You're drunk and you're gay. So
I wasn't really drunk, though. I had one margarita.
Well, you know, you're not supposed to drive while you're on medication.
Well, so I did. I ended up letting him drive.
Probably best.
Back home, yeah.
Because, you know, which you might end up leaning out of the door and vomiting and farting at the same time.
Shut up. Which I don't normally mind. But since he's so much taller than me, it takes me like a week to get the fucking mirrors and seat readjusted back to where I need to be.
So did you get like super crazy like power bottom that night? Were you aggressive and take a hold of it and do it?
A little bit.
As you look away. Just saying.
Don't judge me.
You guys give us something to talk about. I don't know what else to talk about.
So, yeah, apparently alcohol, and I'm guessing it's Topamax, that one I'm taking for migraines. It's probably not a good mix.
Probably not. I would say no.
Or it's a really good mix, depending on
who you are.
I mean, I was feeling good.
And that's all that matters.
Although, after we got home and did what we did, I passed the fuck out.
You didn't even shower?
No. Why? I wasn't dirty. What?
What? I wasn't dirty. Dirty.
I know how to keep it all
in.
Yes.
I do have a voicemail here to play that we're supposed to play like 3 weeks ago, but we haven't been in the same room, so can I go ahead and play it?
I guess you can.
Hey, Julian. This is Jay.
And Ron.
And we just called to wish you happy birthday.
Thank you for calling.
And Ricky did play that one for me
when
on my birthday. Well, actually, when he got it, so that was that was really nice. That was Haunt Cub Jay and his other half Ron. So
thank you for calling.
I want to thank them again for that. That was very nice of them.
Let's see here. I need to talk about something while I look for something.
Well,
on my team.
I got an email from the one and only Joe in Dallas.
Today. Oh, I think that was what I was getting ready to read. Do you want to read it?
Yeah, I can read it.
Okay, hold on. Because he requested that a certain song be playing. Can you read it?
Oh, God, yes. Well, the subject is Banana Hammocks Marple. It says, as a frequent listener and sometime contributor to The Little Show, I am usually unflummoxed by the things said on the show by its hosts. Last week, I literally stopped in my tracks. Interesting only because I was mowing the lawn. and laughed out loud at the revelation that Julian Joan Marple was, in fact, a former exotic dancer. This revelation came as a shock for many reasons, which I list below. One, who knew Julian had rhythm? He is, in fact, the epitome of a white boy, and the white man's overbite is so not sexy. Two, dick dancers are usually so tan they almost make George Hamilton look pale, and Julian only tends to tan his face, neck, and arms. The farmer's tan is not a good look. Three, I can't imagine Joan concentrating on dancing when the floors of the main stage are in such need of a good polishing and cleaning. Four, finally, as Julian has often bragged, he has a perfect booty. I'm finding it hard to believe he would allow strange old men to come in contact with it no matter how much money they waved at it, unless they were bearish, or beefy, or waving a 20. Maybe you should scratch the last one. So, Julian Marple, private dancer, dancer for money, you are full of surprises. Drop it like it's hot, girl. Joe in Dallas. Making it rain since 1994. I don't know what that means.
Let's hear a little bit of private dancer.
Stop the money. Any old music will do.
All right, that's enough before we get sued.
Oh,
shit.
I was breaking it down, girl.
I can tell, girl. Oh. Went to the gay bar last night. Tragic. There was some tragic.
Well, first of all, that gay bar is tragic.
She's trying to jump up in my... Just trying to jump on my lap.
So, yes, tragic.
Yeah, there was a lot of tragic.
The capital of Tragicstan.
But we know, Tragicstan, yes. But there were several people that weren't there that could have made it more tragic. But, you know, they never showed. Mm. So,
were the they're horrible drag queens? Okay.
There was one singing a vegetarian song, and
what?
She weighs like 380.
What?
Mm-hmm. I took a video of it last night. You didn't see it?
No.
Oh, hold on. I'll show it to you real quick while we're live on the show.
The little show.
The little show. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's hot. It's so hot. Let's see. Let's get it up here. And the video, too. Just hit play.
Okay. Oh, that's a big girl.
Is it no sound?
No sound.
Turn it up.
I don't see a volume.
I'm recording.
Big drag queen doing a shot. Boo, Tisk, get off the stage. That's wretched. Absolutely wretched.
Yeah. And that was a straight guy.
What was a straight guy? Oh, whatever. That looked like two lesbians.
That one was a mom. She was there with her gay son.
Oh, whatever.
Proud.
Who are they trying to fool?
Right.
I know a lesbian when I see one.
I need lighting like they have at the Mac store. Speaking at the makeup store.
Every time.
Well, girl, you all right? What you got going
the
on over there?
The C's candy stuck in my tooth. Ever since I sold my old iPhone to that lesbian, every time I go in a restaurant, there are lesbians sitting near me, butch lesbians. I think that bitch has like
cursed you,
put them on the trail.
Oh god,
I'm being stalked.
Made fun of me
by
scary lesbians.
Scary lesbians now.
I don't like the scary lesbians.
But the good thing is, if my transmission ever breaks, then they'll
or if you need a shelf built,
they'll be there to rebuild it.
Right. Oh, you know what? I want to tell some people. This just reminded me. If you're playing Words with Friends with me and I haven't answered in about 2 weeks, or if I deny you a game, don't take it personally. It's just because I have too many going on, and I only get on there like every 3 or 4 days. So if I deny you, just keep trying until you finally get accepted. Because at one point I had like 32 games going and I could not do it anymore.
32 games?
Yeah. Oh, y'all want to hear Nutbush? Oh, Nutbush Titty.
No, we can't. We can't play copyrighted music.
That's right. But we'll... I do want to hear some Tina Turner now.
We can play it after the little show.
This is my favorite song.
We're going to get Pride 48 sued and taken off the air.
Oh, well, it's worth it. If anything, it was Foul Monkeys that did it.
We had Pride 48 until Foul Monkeys ruined it for us all.
They ruin everything.
Now, where's Big Fatty going to get played 17 times a day at?
I know, right? And where's he 17 times a day? Mm. And where's he going to get all of his intros if we're not doing shows anymore?
I know.
Right? So,
yeah, I'm totally out of shit to talk about.
Me too. I want to talk about things that are going on that I can't talk about right now.
Oh.
In my life, but I can't talk about them right now, so.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
But you're not.
I know.
Do you guys have any questions for us or anything or something?
I do.
Okay.
God damn it. It doesn't matter that it's almost 4 o'clock, Veritable Virgo, because we didn't start till 3:15.
Right. So, ooh, bitch. Busted. Snap.
I'll snap.
You still trying to get that candy out of your mouth, ain't you?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you going to ask me?
No, I don't know.
Well, maybe we should end the show.
Maybe we should.
End it on a good note. Somewhat good.
Then we should have stopped like 5 minutes ago.
Probably 15 minutes ago.
Aww.
Womp, womp. No, I can't just say it. Sorry. It's a secret. I can't tell until December.
Well, you know what? This is the worst kept secret ever.
Uh-huh.
And you've been alluding to it way too much. And you've been dropping way too many hints.
But people aren't getting it.
Well, some people are.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I'm not confirming anything.
You're so not confirming, but you should have just not said anything at all.
Yeah. No, I'm not moving out. People are crazy.
But, you know, just don't say there's any secret to be said.
Well, I'll tell you what the secret was. Here we, you know when Nicole was supposed to be here?
Yeah. Ricky is starting his hormone treatment, and he's going to become Rikisha.
No, this is why. Because me and Nicole are...
What a lovely way of saying what you're thinking of me. I can see...
You know what the song is?
No.
Your face is...
Hold on.
I can see it in your eyes. I'm happy you know. My baby.
That's right, you hear it first. Nicole's having my baby.
That'd be an ugly baby.
Two ugly people make cute babies. Asshole.
Veritable Virgo said your hormone.
You taking hormones would explain the back fat.
Nicole and I are having a baby together. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
I know, and I'm going to raise it. It's going to be my baby.
Abort! Abort!
Too late. She's already too far along.
Mm.
That's why she couldn't be here, because she was sick that day.
I got
that. Because she has the preggies.
I knew I should have saved at least one wire hanger for something.
Yeah, I'm totally serious. She's having my baby, you guys.
Mm.
It's supposed to be born around February sometime. Like February 15th, maybe, I think. February 14th, somewhere around there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It is.
No.
Jesus?
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Take the baby out of my cooch.
3 semesters early.
No, you know, with you being a ginger bear, the chances are that that thing might have red hair when it comes out of her.
And she's going to
die.
And
she would kill it.
Because Nicole hates red hair.
Yes. And she has already said if she ever had a baby and it had red hair, she would smother it.
That's why I'm going to take care of it as soon as it's born. Mm-hmm.
It would come out of her.
How do you think? How you?
Her snatch, and she'd go.
Hand me that baby.
Not said. I bet you it comes out black.
Congratulations. Okay. With both of those jeans, imagine the boobs on that kid.
On the front and the back.
Right. What do you think about having a baby in the house, Julian? It's going to be awesome, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
She delivered in the 12th month because she's late to everything.
Good one. High five.
I can't take credit for that. Steve in the UK come
okay,
up with
that. Okay, well, we can high five Steve.
No, Noss couldn't play with it because cats smother babies.
Oh, Lord. My mama just played or just called.
Ginger Bear, you're having a baby? You gonna make me a grandma?
Let's see here. I'm not gonna play the phone call music because I already got rid of it.
Yeah, so. I don't care.
Oh, I'm gonna be a grandmother. Oh, you have touched my heart. Well, you've touched other things before, but today you've touched my heart. If Mama was there, I'd be tweaking your nipples and just giddy with excitement. When are we gonna name it? And by it, I mean it. I mean, oh, what are you naming? What are you gonna ginger bro, baby?
Ginger bro, baby.
I'm a ginger bro, baby.
I'd say bromide.
Oh, all right. Let's get done with this. You finished?
Yeah. It's good as I'm going to get.
All right, peeps. We're out of here. Thanks for calling, Mama. We appreciate it since you're the only person that called. And apparently the last show was podcast gold, but nobody fucking called us or emailed us or whatever. So,
ooh.
What was that?
See's candy.
Mm. But yes, we will not be live on next Sunday.
The 26th. I think.
No. 27th. 29th.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
So the 28th.
No. Fuck.
Go to your calendar, bitch.
The 26th. Just like I said.
Like I said, the 26th. Whatever.
Oh, you suck.
We're not going to be live then, but we will try to put out two shows that week. We'll try to record one on Sunday.
We will record, so you'll have something today for your... Or then that week for your listening pleasure or horror, depending on what ends up being the final result.
We'll probably record it on Monday. Sunday, you get home pretty late, and I don't feel like doing that. All right, so thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks for listening to one of the greatest podcasts you'll ever put in your ears.
I like being the greatest thing people will ever put in their ears.
Right.
Well,
we could be put other places, but I'm not sure that's appropriate.
Mm. Well, you've had everything else put everywhere else.
How dare you? Mm. Like you should be talking.
Dirty whore.
Dirty whore.
We love you guys. Dirty whore. Ew, I smelled that. Oh, gotta go.
That's gross, isn't it? Ugh. Bye, everyone.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.
You have downloaded Foul Monkeys. Your feedback is very important to us. Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or text or call 863-666-0377.
You can send us email to foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
Send us junk and stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
You can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys and on Facebook as Ricky Burton. Don't forget to click the PayPal button on foulmonkeys.com and donate.
This has been a presentation of the PWT Podcast.